Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome to Spec Talk Radio, the Southeast Private Equity Community's live radio show for investors and entrepreneurs to come together to hear about how to create wealth by investing in early stage companies and helping companies bring innovation to the marketplace and exceeding in fabulous ways to create thriving companies, create jobs, and create wealth for the founders as well as the investors. That's what we're all about in the Southeast Private Equity Community, Spec Talk Radio. This show was started about a year ago to kick off our Southeast Private Equity Conference, SPEC, that is going into its second year. Will be held on April 14th and 15th in Atlanta at the fabulous 103 West in Buckhead. All information about participating in that event is available at www.seprivateequity.org, seprivateequity.org. And again, this is Karen Ranz, the host of the Spec Talk Radio Show. Today, we are going to have two guests, two of the companies that are going to be part of the Innovative Company Showcase at Spec. One of the things that makes Spec very unique is that it's really there, and I was at the Southeast Venture Conference in Atlanta yesterday, and I've attended other conferences around the country, and one thing that was reinforced to me in a very large way is that we are unique in helping early stage companies that are doing their first outside institutional round or finishing up an angel round. We're really the only organization out there that's providing access to capital in a large way with conferences such as this. The event I was at yesterday was very well attended, but almost probably a third of the companies, good news from an economic standpoint, weren't looking for money. They'd already raised millions of dollars. They're into their B or C, D round. They'd raised $20, $30 million, and you know they were there with a bunch of venture capital firms. But you know, and the question that kept coming up in almost every roundtable is, where do the companies that are trying to bridge that capital divide really get commercialized and into the marketplace? Where do they go? So, of course, LaunchFN and NBA and I have been doing events for a long time with our angel investor group. It's the SPEC, the Southeast Private Equity Conference, is the conference that really serves that marketplace, and it serves a place for the investors to come and see early stage opportunities, incredible innovation, and great management team being able to take these companies to market and be a part of creating the wealth that will be created by them. And that brings me to introduce our first guest, because very, very exciting what this entrepreneur is doing. And one of the things that all the folks that are very sophisticated about economic, yesterday we had the editor of Forbes was the keynote speaker, and he talked about it. He compared it to the 70s and to even the Depression. It's like right now we are in a spot where great innovation will happen, markets will move, and wealth will be created. And I believe that this company, New View Therapeutics with Roger Kolodzinski, is going to be one of those companies. So, Roger, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Karen. I look forward to much praise and so forth. We're excited about what we're doing. We've created a whole new principle in chemotherapy directed to the patient, site-specific, and we cannot say enough about where we've come from. We've basically integrated three proprietary technologies, and then brought them together and integrated such that we've now come up with a complete new formative therapy and regimen of therapy for cancer, soft tissue cancer.
Okay, so that's let's tell everybody, in case they wanted to go to your website, it's New View Therapeutics, that's NUVUETHERAPEUTICS. Okay, New View Therapeutics. If you got the email from us in our database, it's in the email. But now this is you're a biotechnology company with sort of a combination of medical device plus a therapeutic drug treatment. It's sort of a little bit of kind of both worlds in that. Is that correct?
Well, it's a combination of both. Actually, what we've done, we took the first 4 years of the company looking for specifically three different technologies, one having to do with the abilities of delivery with accuracy in real time all the time. We found that through ultrasound. We also then looked for cryotherapy, basically because of my background and one of our medical physicians' background in cryothermal effects. We've looked for that, and then in turn, we looked for a specific microencapsulation process, which in fact we found through the NASA Space Administration and have licensed worldwide.
So why is it important to, because I saw the diagrams. Of course, our audience doesn't have the benefit of seeing the diagrams, so we have to sort of do a visualization here. Describe how a tumor, I mean, because what you're really specifically is going after, and kind of how I interpret it, I'll put it in layman's terms, is killing a tumor from inside of itself. And instead of most treatments where just sort of blast the whole body and try to get them to tailor to a tumor or something like that, you have figured out a way to go inside that tumor and kill it from inside. Did I get that right from looking at your...
Yeah, that's exactly right. Basically, what we've done is create a site specificity of both the tumor and or metastases such that we can go in and inject a very small, low-dose, high-concentration chemotherapeutic, which also is then time-released in that specific tumor. And then by the use of our cryotherapy, basically with systemic chemotherapy, normally you have a washout situation, and that's the reason why you have the toxicity that you do, because you have a high concentration which is necessary to be kept into the blood. We do not do this systemically. We go directly to the tumor through catheter or through percutaneous delivery right into the tumor. And in doing so, with the cryotherapy, we actually occlude or stop the flow of arterial blood out of the tumor such that what goes into the tumor can't get out. So when we inject our chemotherapeutic, then it stays within the tumor 10 to 12 days, and over that period of time kills the tumor totally.
Well, yeah, because that's, you know, anybody that's, you know, cancer is so prevalent in our society anymore, and one of the things that you always hear people say, if you can survive the chemotherapy, you'll survive the cancer. And so, you know, because it's such a, it just wreaks havoc on the body, and I guess it's for exactly the reason what you say, because they have to keep that chemical that can kill the tumor in the, and there's no way, it has to basically contaminate the entire body in the hopes that it will, you know, do what it needs to do for, you know, where it's really supposed to be targeted. So that's an incredible breakthrough. Now, what's your background? How did you come up with this idea and then go out there and figure out a way to actually accomplish getting it invented? Because I think you have 37 patents on this.
Yes, we do. In fact, most recently, five additional patents have been submitted to the PTO. What we've done basically, of course, is everybody's come across someone either in family and or friends that have gone through chemotherapy. I, not to get too personal, had numerous family situations that occurred. Realizing that there had to be a better way of chemotherapy, I came up with a specific idea, having been in the medical business for some 40 years, that there had to be a better way of doing this. And in fact, through the 4 years of looking through 20 universities and numerous other avenues, came up with these three technologies. And I have to say that now everything has prevailed, and in fact, through all of our preclinical studies, it shows that we can use a 1/500th of the dose of a normal chemotherapeutic and have four times the fold effect on the kill of tissue. So we're quite excited about it.
That is exciting. I know usually almost every innovation in the market comes from somebody realizing an opportunity or a need in the marketplace because they went out to try to find the solution themselves and couldn't find it. And then you know, went out and put the team together to be able to do it. So now, let's talk about your team. Who's part of your team that's helping make this happen?
Well, in fact, both of the inventors of both the microencapsulation through NASA, Dr. Morrison has since retired from NASA, and he's on board full-time with us, as well as Dr. Lapavere from France, who goes back to 1972, is kind of one of the original gurus with cryotherapy. And with their help, in conjunction with some other research scientists, we've been able to bring this to fold. Along with that, I have three other individuals that I have worked with over the past 20 to 30 years in distribution and sales and marketing with medical distribution and actually devices, everything from heart valves to PTCA catheters to blood studies to chemotherapy, you name it. And make a long story short, with this team, we probably have 180 years of experience, and to sell these products, it's kind of, you might say, water off a duck's back, because we know exactly where we're going, what we're doing, and how we're going to get there.
So where are you? You've done some clinical testing. Does this have to be FDA approved? Where are you in the process of getting this solution in the market?
Two-thirds of our product base is based on 510K approvals, of which we have already submitted. We have one 510K, and we have two others coming very shortly. We're going to be in the market with our first products come July 1, which are diagnostic and delivery products for needle biopsy as well as therapies. The microencapsulation product, first we have a tissue marker, which is encapsulated with the NASA capabilities. That, in turn, is a 510K also, because the imaging agents that we're using within those are non-biologic. In fact, they do not have any antigen-antibody response. The actual chemotherapy side of it is going to have to go through an IND, but in fact our CRO, or the folks that we're working with and helping us getting through the FDA, have stipulated already that it looks like that because of some other predicate devices in the marketplace, that we're looking, because of we're going after liver and pancreatic tissues first, that we're looking at two studies of 70 patients apiece, and if that works well, then we expect to be able to step forward to the marketplace. So it's going to be very short.
Greg, is that, I didn't realize it was specific to the pancreas and the liver, because those are some of the worst ones because of being the soft tissue, right? Because once it gets into the soft tissue, it's easily passed to other tissues and kind of gets into the body. So that's great that you've got a solution to target those, because those are so devastating for
The nice thing that we have with our capability is that we have yet to find anything that we can't encapsulate. We've encapsulated ceramic. We've encapsulated, looks like we'll be able to do nanotechnologies to be able to deliver those to site specificity. There's a possibility also we've done some pancreatic cell work, which means that we might be able to, if we can work properly with the stem cell down the line. But there are numerous areas that we can get into that that actually open up the opportunity for companies, and that's where everybody's going to be making their money, not only on our product base, but also extended opportunities that we have where we can interface each individual therapy or technology that we have right now actually has feature and benefit that could be adapted to existing catheters and probes and needles and so forth, for site specificity in other areas like delivering of PICC catheters, delivering of, we could even do a pacemaker at the bedside if need be with a pacemaker wire. But everything is done under ultrasound, and again, fits perfectly within the managed healthcare environment, because we're bringing a lot of procedures that right now presently have to be done in a hospital environment. We literally can bring them back into the doctor's office, with protection and safety, that they can follow up the patient post-procedure and be assured of accuracy and delivery of what they need to do to deliver whatever therapy that they want to deliver.
Okay. So great. So I think you said in your presentation it's like a $47 billion market opportunity. That you're the massive market that you're tapping into. So
It is.
Yeah, what does it look like for NewView over the next 3 to 4 years?
Well, my gracious, we're looking from to start this July, the first year of some maybe $1 million in sales, only because of what we need to do to get into the marketplace. And in the fourth year, we're looking at on the outside, actually inside, $200 million in invested sales. And that is directly related to the number of drugs that we have. With each drug that we encapsulate, we're looking at an opportunity of somewhere between another $300 and $500 million in opportunity. So it's the opportunity is just is huge. Worldwide, $40 billion in the United States alone. Some $18.5 billion projected this year alone. So it to say the least, we fit into every category of soft tissue where most competitors only go after one or two, for example, whether it be breast or whether it be prostate or liver. We and our technologies can adapt to every soft tissue. That in turn also allows us even far, far superior opportunity over competitive opportunities over that of what's existing in the marketplace today as well.
Okay, so terrific. So very excited that you're going to be part of the Southeast Private Equity Conference, and these investors that will be attending will get to hear your full story and meet you in person. And looking forward to having you there again. For those that are listening, this is Roger Kalasinski of NewView Therapeutics. Their website is NUVUETHERAPEUTICS. .com. Is there anything else you'd like to add as part of your closing comment?
Karen, I'd just like to thank you so much. I look forward to being at the conference in April, and I do look forward to talking to anyone pertaining to what we can do, again, both now and in the future, and I expect to be making multiples for those that are interested in investment down the line. But I can't thank you enough for allowing me these few moments to express just where we're going.
Okay, terrific. I'm excited. This is a great, great breakthrough and great innovation that you're going to be bringing to the market, and looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Talk
Take
to you later.
Care. Bye-bye.
I'm going to play just a little short music interlude here. So we are back on the air with the Southeast Private Equity Community Radio Show, Spec Talk Radio. Of course, this is the radio show. This is Karen Ranz, the host, that brings together the entrepreneurs and the investors to learn about how to bring innovation to the market and create wealth from making those investments in early-stage companies and helping these companies succeed. It's the best economic stimulus plan I know, because it creates jobs when you help an early-stage company get to the next level. And we're doing that with our Southeast Private Equity Conference on April 14th and 15th. Of course, all the information is available at seprivateequity.org, seprivateequity.org. And I'm going to bring on another one of the companies that's been selected to be a part of the Innovative Company Showcase at the SPEC event. companies that are early stage and very early on within the angel community will have an opportunity to have a table in the Capital Expo so the investors can come find them. And out of that group of investors, out of that group of companies, the companies that have shown the most progress and have the most traction will be selected to present to in the Innovative Company Showcase, because they are really making it happen in a very fast and a high-growth way. And then our next guest is one of those folks as well. His name is Brian Horton. His company is Sharecom. It develops and markets corporate-grade communication solutions based on new and emerging technologies for both telephone, web-based, and really all kinds of great things. So welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Karen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you?
Fantastic. Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
So give us your elevator pitch. Tell us what you do, what Sharecom is all about.
Well, I tell you, Sharecom's a unique company. We're a technology-based company. We specialize, like you said, in business-to-business communications. That's conference calling, web conferencing. fax to email products. One of our marquee products is our email marketing platform. We have probably one of the most feature-rich, robust platforms in the Southeast. It's just a great product. And what we've done is we've put these products together in a nature to market them. These products are generally marketed to big corporations. And we found that there's a void in the marketplace because today's society is going much more to smaller home-based communication type systems, and that's really where we've driven these products. We've put a package together for virtual or home office environments for an end user that they can only get through our channel. So it's really a great offering we have.
So now this solution is completely together, ready, and in the market. You've been selling it to some businesses.
We have. The great thing about our product is what we do, Karen, is we package four different products together under one umbrella. And the products are, it's a fax-to-email product that we have, or an e-fax-type product, a web conferencing product, conference calling, corporate-grade conference calling product, and our email marketing platform. And we do that for $15.95 a month.
Now, oh, wow. I think I got to switch.
I tell you,
So what you just described to me, okay, you named the eFax. So the web conference is sort of like a GoToMeeting, kind of an alternative to GoToMeeting?
Correct.
Okay, and then you got the email system, so that's like a constant contact kind of a system?
You're dead on the money. That's exactly what it is.
So you're bringing together three different companies to use those services, and plus, freeconference.com kind of a thing. They don't necessarily pay for that except for the long distance, but you're bringing together four solutions that are known for companies out there under one umbrella that is your unique IP that you've developed that really satisfies all those needs of a small and growing business in one-stop shop. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, if you were to try to get these products, like you just mentioned, the eFax, GoToMeeting, conference calling on the open market, you'd be paying easily $100, $120 a month before you even get into usage charges.
Absolutely, exactly. Well, let's real quick, because I know people would probably pique some people's interest, and they want to know, you can get more information about this company solution, Sharecom, at sharecomm.org. Is that the website you would give out to folks that wanted to get more information?
That is correct.
Okay. So sharecomm.org, you can get some information about that. And so, okay, so now tell me, what's your background? How did you come up with this idea and get this put together, to bring this innovation to the market?
Okay, my background is actually, and I spent the last 12 years of my life in another industry. I owned a company that we invented some construction products that we took to the marine construction market. And that company, I think we had sales in our last year of up around $42 million. And I sold out of that company about a year and a half ago. And at the same time, my brother, who's my partner in Sharecom, has a company at this current time called DMS, or Digital Messaging Solutions. And they're really they were a pioneer in the broadcast fax, broadcast email business about 12 years ago. And that company is still out there going strong. And the technologies that we've really brought together are the expertise that my brother has had in developing these products, and my expertise in terms of marketing the products out to a mass group of people. So we really brought both of our strengths together to form this Sharecom venture.
Okay, terrific. So, wow, and you also shows that you have a real track record for success with your prior company, which is something that investors always want to know that exists.
Correct. I know our investors in my previous endeavors have been extremely happy with the results they've gotten.
Okay. Well, very good. So tell us a little bit about your go-to-market. How are you reaching out and getting the communication out to your target market?
Okay. I tell you, that's probably the most interesting part of what we do, Karen. What we do is these products are great, but we had to figure out a way to get our products in front of a mass amount of people with a little amount of effort. So we went to we thought about organizations that had extremely loyal bases of constituents. And what we came up with was, believe it or not, nonprofits. Nonprofits are probably one of the largest marketing bodies in America in terms of people that they go to. So what we do is we go to selected nonprofits and we market our products to them to market out to their customer base. And what they do is they send our products out to their base. When somebody signs up for our products, we give a donation or a commission back to that organization. Now, to give you an idea how this works, we have a campaign that we're in the process of doing right now for the American Heart Association. Now, the American Heart Association's mailing list that they're going to send our product out to is 22.5 million people. This is one campaign. Our five-year business plan, which shows some extreme profit in that five-year plan, is to sign up 43,000 users. So in just one campaign, we're going to be in front of 22.5 million people, and our goal is to sign up 43,000. Now, we have campaigns running with CARE International, with the Arthritis Foundation, with the Cancer Society that are equally as big. We forecast probably in our first 2 months of marketing, we'll be in front of approximately 100 million people.
Wow. Well, that sounds like an incredible foundation in which to build a successful company on, and you already have customers that are happy right now underway with you, so you're off to a fantastic start, and clearly with your experience in building, you know, a successful previous company, you know how to get it done. So where do you see yourself? Where do you take this company? Where are you going to be in 3 or 4 years? Is there a market out there for acquisition for this kind of company? Is there a company that you think would want to gobble you up, or a couple of different kinds of companies?
Well, I tell you, the most interesting thing about this industry is the leaders in this industry. You get into certain industries where the leaders in it, if they see competitors, they'll come and they'll drop the bottom out of the price, and they'll push you out of the market. If you go to head-to-head with the Home Depot, they're not going to be your friend. They're going to be your enemy. Now, if you go to bat in our arena, the leaders in our industry, EFAX, WebEx, Cisco Systems, they're actually the most expensive products in the industry. And they have shown a track record of what they do is if a competitor starts nipping at their heels, they don't go head-to-head with them. They buy them.
Yeah.
EFAX actually says, J2 Global Communication says on their website that their expansion growth in the next 10 years is going to be mainly from acquisitions. That's how they're going to grow their company, is by buying their competitors. And, boy, you can't get in a market any better than that, where you've got the leaders in the industry want to protect the price integrity of the market, and the way they do it is by buying their smaller competitors.
Yep, that's one of the things that it's always good, and I think based on your experience, if you can find a solution that does have that nature of the industry where there are big fishes that readily buy up the little fishes instead of just trying to put them out of business, and I think technology is definitely one of those places where you see that, and so you know, you have, whether they would be attracted to buy you because the intellectual property that expands and offers their, sort of expands their portfolio as well. It's you know, an innovation that they don't have access to, or it's because they want to buy your book of business. You know, either one of those makes it a strategic acquisition for them. So tell us how you've protected your intellectual property on this. Do you have some patents?
Okay, we actually have two patents pending right now. We have a patent pending on our technology to bring all the different technologies that I was talking to you about are a little bit different in terms of how they interface through your computer lines. And we actually, to build a porthole that would bring all four of these products together, that's something we have a patent pending on, is how we actually brought these products together. The other thing we have a patent pending on is what we do is we actually, when a customer signs up for our products, we install just a simple icon on their desktop, which a lot of people think, well, boy, icons are put on desktops all the time to fast-track you to products. But because of the nature of our products and they have to take you to different technical environments, it's actually a patent-pending application we have with that also. So those are two great ways that we have of locking up that part of our business. The other part of our business that is great to lock up is you have to remember that we are actually giving a commission back to the charities of choice. So these charities that we're giving a commission back to, they're not going to leave us because another competitor comes into the market. And if somebody tries to lowball our price out there, well, $15.95 a month, are you really going to go away
yeah.
from a product you like for what, $2 a month?
Yeah, and re-educate and retrain people and get them out of their comfort zone of using it once they've started using it. So, I mean, even with our adoption of GoToMeeting, I'm still trying to figure out. We still have problems with that, you know, and we looked around for another solution that could accomplish kind of some of the basic stuff that we need to do when we do our follow-up meetings for companies. And you know, excited, can't wait to start using your product because it sounds like it's going to really solve a whole bunch of the kinds of things that we need to solve when we're trying to do in communicating to our investors and to the companies and when we do, you know, pitches and even internally with everybody else, you know, within our internal organization. So terrific that you've got this solution you've put together.
Well, I tell you, you bring up an interesting point there, and one of the last things that really sets our product apart from everybody else is, for one, you're on one platform. So if you have any kind of problem with your products at all, it's one phone call. It's not four different vendors you have to deal with. And what we've done at ShareCom is we've set our customer service up in such a way that you actually have a personalized customer assistant that you go to. So if you have a problem with your products, you have a cell phone number and a direct line to a specific person that you've always dealt with. So it's not like you're on your computer and you work out that solution. We've all been there before, and you got a solution worked out, and then as soon as you hang up that phone line, it's not working right. So what do you got to do? You have to go back through the 800 line, and you start over again. With us, you just call right back up to that person direct, and you're off and running.
Okay, yeah, so that's great. So, again, I want to tell our folks a little bit again how they can go get some information about you, whether they're somebody that's interested in getting your whole story and wants to attend our private equity conference. They can go to seprivateequity.org to learn about how to participate in that and get to hear your story and meet you. They can also, if they're potentially, they're small, we get a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to, small businesses that want to take advantage of this great solution. You can go to the Brian's website for his company is share, sharecomm.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so thank you very much. Really looking forward to having you be a part of the Southeast Private Equity Conference. Any final comments you'd like to make?
Well, I tell you, Karen, the last comments I'd like to make is when it comes to our products, one of the things that makes them really unique is they set up reoccurring revenue streams for investors, for companies. That's one of the best things about our product. It's not something that you work hard, you get a sale, and it's gone. Our book of business will keep growing over time. They're extremely high-demand products. It's a marketplace that if we get less than 1% market share, we could do more than $50 million a year in business. So it's something the market is huge, it's reoccurring, it's a tremendous opportunity for people to get involved in.
That's really great because that's very much, particularly in this marketplace right now, investors love to hear reoccurring revenue streams. And particularly in a segment, you know, they say where you want to have companies. I was on this, the guy from Forbes magazine, the editor of Forbes magazine was the keynote at the venture conference I was at yesterday, and he talked about 12 things that you look for companies that are going to make a difference in the next, you know, decade. And, you know, he talked about, and you're actually hitting quite a few of those things. So there's what he called low-cost innovation. So it's an innovation that drives the cost for your target market down. So you're bringing innovation to the market. So like, for example, Google was a low-cost innovation because it made it cheaper to do advertising, right? So you're making it cheaper for people to be able to communicate interactively with their internally and externally with their target markets. And then the other one was virtual innovation, using sort of this in these virtual environments, and everybody's working much more in a virtual environment. So you're providing that into the marketplace as well. And so as you start to and then when you layer in on top of that you've got a reoccurring revenue stream, which targets a market where people are looking for that kind of, you know, innovation and cost savings and trying to figure out how to be more productive with less. You know, you're sitting in the right spot, Brian.
Hey, I know. Like I said, I believe we've got a home run here. I've done this before, and I've started businesses before. My partner, my brother in this endeavor, has started them before and been very successful. And we really think we've got something special here.
Okay, great. Well, we're very much looking forward to continuing to work with you and looking forward to having you be a part of the Southeast Private Equity Community Conference, SPEC, on April 14th and 15th. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Hey, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the show.
Okay, terrific. Talk to you later. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So as we wrap up here on the Spec Talk Radio, Southeast Private Equity Community, you heard from two great companies that are part of the Innovative Company Showcase. We expect to have, potentially even 18, 20 more of these types of companies. So it's going to be a great event over the next couple of weeks. We're going to continue to talk about the folks that will be a part of the Innovative Company Showcase. Some of the folks that will be on our panel, we're going to have a great panel discussion on what everybody wants to know right now, but we're going to be taking in on the positive aspects from a banking standpoint. Chuck Lewis, who is the president of One Georgia Bank, one of the banks here that's thriving and actually loaning money, is going to be on our panel on the 15th. We're going to have Ian Adlington, who is the highly successful angel investor that was part of my carbon credit show a couple weeks ago, is going to be on that panel, and we'll have VC representation, a number of other types of folks from the capital markets on that initial panel in the morning. We're going to have we're going to have a serial entrepreneur that will be a part of our keynote speaker, Josette Flesher. She is a very successful woman entrepreneur, had a very successful company that she sold a number back in the early 2000s. And she went off, as a lot of entrepreneurs did, took care of some stuff in her personal life, enjoyed the fruits of her labor, and now she's back building another company. And she's going to come and talk about being that the passion of an entrepreneur and the serial entrepreneur. She won so many awards and recognition as being the top woman innovator in Georgia, all kinds of great accolades when she was actively building her first company. And so we're really excited to hear her story. We're going to have breakout sessions and workshops for the companies. And, of course, the investors will be there. I spoke with a number of the venture capital firms at the CIVIC event yesterday, all the ones that are targeting early stage, A round, first institutional round companies. They're planning on being there. The investors I talked to are planning on being there because they want to find ways to rebuild their portfolio. They want to be part of the activity to be an economic architect, to be able to turn the market around by getting involved, getting in the game, you know, helping these companies succeed. And it's going to be a great event, and we hope that you'll go to the seprivateequity.org website and get your tickets while you can to participate. If you're a company looking for capital, this is the place to be for raising capital in the Southeast. And, of course, we have investors coming in from New York, from Tennessee, Texas, from all over the place, and therefore companies are coming in from all over the place. So looking forward to seeing that activity, seeing you get on the web. If you've got any questions, you can go to the seprivateequity.org website and click on the Contact Us page, and somebody will get right back to you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Look forward to having you listen in next week and hear from more of the companies and hear from some of our keynote speakers and some of our panelists. And this is Karen Ranz. Saying have a great weekend and onward and upward. Thanks.